Okay, continuing the halachot of Bikur Cholim, we're getting towards the end over here. But the most important question that we have to answer is, we know that there's a mitzvah to visit a sick person and to pray for him and to care for his needs, but what exactly is considered a sick person? What is considered a chole? So from the fact that the requirements of Bikur Cholim is to pray for him and to care for his needs, that tells us that the person is not able to function in a normal way. That tells us that he's bedridden, or he needs someone to pray for his well-being. That means that he's not able to care for his needs. He's not able to function in a normal way. So that basically is the definition of a chole when it comes to bikur cholim. Someone who, because of an illness, is not able to function in a normal way. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to pray for him so he could get better. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to care for his needs, which he's not able to take care of himself. Now, there are some people who are considered halachically sick, in which you would have the mitzvah of doing bikur cholim for them. However, the halacha is that one should not go and visit them. What does that mean? That means that a person who is not really interested in having visitors, it's at a time, you know, where he's not in the mood to talk, he's not in the mood, you know, for visitors to come by. So if that's the case, then you should not go and visit. The whole point is to go and care for his needs. So if he doesn't want you to be there, he's allowed to be mochel on the mitzvah bikur. So if you want to go and just forcefully, you know, barge through his hospital room, and to barge through and pass through all the nurses and doctors that tell you, no, no, you're not allowed to visit this time, no, no, no. And you plow through, and then you see the sick person, he's like, you know, bar minan, he's not in a good place, he's not dressed appropriately, he's not anything, he's not in the mood for any guests. And he says, what are you doing here? But didn't the doctors and nurses tell you not to come? He said, no, what can I do? I have the mitzvah, I wanted to be moser nefesh to do the mitzvah bikur cholim. You're a shoteh. Why? Because if the person is mochel, if the sick person's mochel on having visitors, then you're not mechuyav to go and visit that person. So there are some examples that the poskim give. One is a person who has stomach problems. A person who has stomach problems, if let's say, you know, he has diarrhea, he's going to have to get up and use the bathroom, suddenly while you're there, he's going to be embarrassed if he has a guest over that's coming to visit him, and he has to go and quickly use the bathroom. Very suddenly, it's a very embarrassing feeling. So if someone who has stomach problems, or let's say a person who has flagellants, you know, it would be very uncomfortable if he has to pass gas in the room. It would be very uncomfortable if he has guests in the room. Another person is a person who has headaches. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I would have a migraine headache, and my wife would be talking to me, and I would be like, lower the volume, talk a little lower. And she's like, I'm not screaming. No, talk a little lower. Because when you have a person has a headache, so even the you're very sensitive to sound. It gives you this pounding headache too. So therefore, person who has headaches, speaking to them or them speaking to you is going to cause them even more pain. Another example is someone who has trouble speaking. You know, when you go and you talk to him and he says something back to you, and then you say, what? What did you say? And then he repeats himself, and you say, what? That's also very uncomfortable for the sick person, and he might not be into having visitors come and visit him. So therefore, the most important thing to do when you're going to visit a sick person is to inquire, is to ask whether the person wants visitors or not. It's a very, very important thing. Does he want visitors? Is he up for visitors? Is he okay? Is he functional? It's a very important question to ask. And just to end off with the halachot bikur cholim, visiting a goy. Let's say you have a friend that's a goy, and he's sick. Is there a mitzvah to visit a goy? So the halacha is there is no mitzvah mitzad bikur cholim to visit the goy. There's no mitzvah. You're not being mekayem the mitzvah bikur cholim to go and visit a goy. That only applies to cholim who are yehudim. However, the minhag is still to visit goyim because of darchei shalom, because of keeping the peace between the Jews and the goyim. Hazaka baruch, everyone. Have an awesome day.